It's called cyclosporiasis, and it's wreaking havoc across Michigan and other states. We have nearly, 600 cases now? Just incredible. And we are trying to figure out exactly where it is emanating from. Joining us this morning here on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, we welcome Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian. She is the chief medical executive for our state of Michigan. This has become so perplexing, Dr. Bagdasarian. Tell us, what exactly is cyclosporiasis?
Well, cyclospora is a parasite, and it actually can contaminate fresh produce from, and I hate to get graphic here, but it can contaminate produce from human feces. So what happens is, if there is a grower out there, if there is a producer of, raw fresh produce, and they accidentally contaminate their fields, contaminate these fresh fruits and vegetables, and then those items come into our food supply, then people can get really sick.
This is so widespread. We have it here in Washtenaw County, multiple counties across the state of Michigan, from Monroe to Lenawee, Wayne, Jackson, Oakland, Livingston, and multi-state as well. You would think that we would have been able to pinpoint already the source, and yet that remains elusive.
Well, you know, we are gathering that information. We have over 700 cases in our state alone right now. And that means that more than 700 people have to be interviewed. We have to do in-depth interviews with them, talking about what they ate, where they went out to eat, where they do their grocery shopping, which fast food chains they've been to. And not only take that history, but take that history from 2 weeks ago, because this takes time for the symptoms to develop. So folks who are reporting symptoms today were likely exposed 1 to 2 weeks ago. Now, we're doing all of this trace back, but it does take time. We have a hypothesis, and our leading hypothesis is that this is coming from fresh produce, and we've put out some specific guidance on how to stay safe when you're eating raw produce.
All right, we're going to get to that guidance in just a moment, but let's talk about what the symptoms are here. And also, kind of weird that it takes a week or so for it to actually have an impact on your body. I mean, usually when you eat something bad, you're not feeling well the next day. I was a little confused over that.
Well, you know, most of the causes of what people call a stomach bug, most of those are viruses. There are things like norovirus that spread during the winter months more so. Sometimes there's, true what people call food poisoning, and those can be bacteria. But we're usually talking about viruses or bacteria. And yes, those symptoms can start very quickly. Now, this is neither a virus nor a bacteria. This is a parasite. And this is going to actually take time to multiply and for those symptoms to develop. So there are some key differences between those stomach bugs, which are, again, typically viruses that we're talking about, and something like cyclospora, which is a parasite.
Oh, that's very interesting. So it's working its way through your system to cause these problems then, right?
It is. It is. And, when we talk about the symptoms, the key differences between this and that typical stomach bug or the stomach flu, which I mentioned can be viruses like the norovirus, is those tend to cause a lot of upper GI symptoms like vomiting. And those are very self-limited, and people start feeling better usually within a day or two. Now, cyclospora is different because it causes a lot of lower GI symptoms, so diarrhea, and people can have abdominal cramping. They can be very uncomfortable. This can actually relapse and last several weeks, so days to weeks, a much longer course than these typical stomach bugs, and people can feel pretty rotten. They can actually have low-grade fevers. So those are some of the key differences between this and that typical stomach bug that folks talk about.
And this can be explosive diarrhea, is that right?
Well, everyone's different and everyone's description of their symptoms is a little bit different, but it can really be terrible, watery diarrhea.
And when you have diarrhea, especially on an extended length of time, there is concern for dehydration, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, because of the weather right now, when we've had these heat waves, I think there's even higher risk of dehydration. So I particularly worry with cyclospora about people who have weakened immune systems. I worry about people who have had, organ transplants, folks who are on chemotherapy, but I also worry about folks who are more likely to end up dehydrated. So the elderly or the very young.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, Chief Medical Executive for our state of Michigan here through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Bagdasarian, let's talk about what you are recommending now on how we can avoid this, and especially because we're still trying to track where it's coming from. So that's the difficult part here. So how do we avoid contracting this?
Well, we know where previous outbreaks have been linked. So we can give you some guidance on how to stay as safe as possible right now. Now, first of all, anything that you're eating raw, you want to wash it really well. If you are buying lettuce or making a salad, it's safer to buy a whole head of lettuce, not the pre-washed stuff, not the stuff in bags. You want to buy a whole head of lettuce, remove the outer layer, wash it really well, and then you can prepare it however you wish. But the key is to remove that outer layer and wash it really well. Now, anything that can be cooked should be cooked. So we've also seen outbreaks associated with cilantro, with basil, with green onions, and those are things that can be cooked. So I would suggest not only washing them, but also cooking them if you can. We've seen outbreaks linked to raspberries. Raspberries can be really hard to clean because of all those nooks and crannies. So right now, it would be a safer time to use your raspberries in something cooked like a pie, or to use frozen raspberries, which doesn't completely eliminate the risk, but can lower the risk.
So the cyclosporia, when the heat hits them, do they die? Is that the idea?
Die.
They do.
Yep.
Just similar to bacteria when you're cooking meat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this is some really good advice. How do you best wash lettuce? I've never been able to do that very well.
Yeah. So, you know, the key is if we're talking about things getting contaminated in the field or while being harvested or somewhere in that supply chain, it's going to be the outside that's contaminated. So that's why it's really important to buy that whole head of lettuce and to remove the outer layer. So the washing is helpful as well, but you really want to remove the outer layer, remove anything that's been bruised, any sort of parts that look like they could have been banged up, because those are places where pathogens could get inside. But removing the outer layer is really key.
How on earth do human feces get into a farmer's crop?
That's a really great question. And I don't know that I'm the best person to answer that question. But, you know, farmers are using water on their crops, and they've got to make sure that that water is not contaminated. So that's part of it. And then, you know, there's fertilizer that's used on crops, and you got to make sure that that fertilizer is not contaminated. So I am not the person to really talk about how that happens, but as an infectious disease doctor, I can tell you that that is what we suspect, because this is a human pathogen. This is something found in human feces, and we want to make sure that that human feces does not come into contact with our fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. I once spent a summer in Spain shortly out of college, and I contracted hepatitis A at the time. I was very sick. When I got home, I was hospitalized and luckily survived. But I know that they tracked it down. They thought it was, again, from the food source and from feces that were in the crop, same kind of thing. Are you concerned about hepatitis here as well, or is this completely different?
Well, you know, hepatitis A can be transmitted in the same way, but we are not seeing cases rise for hepatitis A. We're seeing specifically cases of cyclospora in this instance. So that is what we're focusing on. The interviews are continuing. We've got local health departments who are working around the clock, getting those interviews done. If you are someone who's been impacted and the local health department calls you, please give them as much information as you can, because it's really helpful for us to then go back and try to pinpoint the exact source of the outbreak.
So you know it's produce. And you mentioned a couple of different kinds, raspberries and things like that. Have they actually been linked to this?
So we're still doing those interviews and collecting all the information. So what I'm really giving you is where we've had outbreaks linked to in the past.
Okay.
So we're going to follow up on any links that we see coming out of the data. But those are the tips that you can use to keep yourselves and your families as safe as possible. The other thing to remember is, you know, not all of our produce that we're eating is prepared in our kitchens. We're going out to restaurants, we're going to fast food chains. And it's important when you're going out, if you live in these impacted counties, it's important to ask if those restaurants and fast food chains are also adhering to the guidance right now. So it is really safer to avoid any sort of pre-bagged, pre-cut salad mixes, lettuce, and to stick to those whole heads of lettuce. It's safer to use all of those tips that I mentioned for cilantro, basil, green onions, and raspberries. But make sure that if you're going out to eat, that they're also following those same recommendations.
You know, it occurs to me, Dr. Bagdasarian, how important the work you, your staff in the state, our health department, and our county health departments, how important that work is, especially when it comes to this kind of health and human safety of people and what's going on right now.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, because a lot of people don't really know what public health is. And folks immediately go to COVID and think about masks, and it, I think, brings back a lot of trauma. But public health, we are the people who are making sure that if you're going out to eat at a restaurant, that people are following the right kind of guidance. If you're buying produce, we're trying to make sure that there were no outbreaks like this. And if there is an outbreak, we're the ones doing the investigation. And this type of investigation takes a lot of manpower. We've had folks working over the holiday weekend. We had folks working around the clock on this information. And public health is not only dealing with cyclospora, we've got measles outbreaks that we've had to deal with. We've got declining vaccination rates and pertussis or whooping cough making a comeback. So public health is actually doing more than ever with fewer resources than ever. And I think it's really important that the public knows who we are and what kind of work we do to keep you and your families safe and healthy.
Dr. Bagdasarian, I'm glad you're putting a face on it today. So thank you so much. And just to remind our listeners, cyclospora outbreaks have been linked in the past to these bag salad mixes, fresh cilantro, basil, raspberries, snow peas, green onions. And you should be washing all of those items well before eating them or trying to cook them instead. White vinegar is a good way to wash as well, or baking soda is another opportunity for you to stay a little safer than you might otherwise be. And the illness shows up anywhere from 2 to 12 days after you're exposed. And that's one of the reasons why it's taking so long for them to identify. Fair to say, though, that you think you might actually pinpoint this to maybe one farm that supplies to all these states that have been impacted?
That's the hope. And not only do we have our interviews happening, we've got genetic fingerprinting of this cyclospora bug so we can actually see how closely related the different isolates are. So we're on the case, and we're working around the clock.
We should also mention you cannot catch this from another person who might be sick with it, right?
That's true. Person-to-person transmission is highly unlikely because this is something that needs a couple of weeks in the environment to really become infectious.
All right. And how do you find out someone has taken ill with this? Is it through their doctor's office, or do they need to call their county health department, the state department? How does this work?
Well, when someone tests positive for cyclospora, that test result will automatically come to the state. So we're notified by a positive test. However, you know, testing can be expensive, and some people are declining testing right now. And so if you are not getting tested, but you think that you may have cyclospora, or if you've had a whole household or a whole group of people come down with this type of illness and you all ate the same meal, that's really important information for us to know. So I would suggest calling your local health department.
Great advice. Thank you so much. And we hope you get down to the bottom of this soon. When do you expect to know? Do you have any idea?
You know, there is no time frame when we've got an outbreak like this, but we're going to keep going until we have answers.
We wish you well. Thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate your insight. Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, Chief Medical Executive for the State of Michigan, on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.